problem was, though, that she had the trademark for the word itself, so it inhibited other people from using the word in titles and in artwork and, just using it in whatever way they wanted to express themselves. And it really had this a chilling effect, an inhibiting effect, because there were cease and desist letters that were sent to people. And there are many, many organizations around town that have the word Hun in their name. And a group of us participated with Gordon Ramsay in the taping yesterday, and we explained that that it's not just websites like Welcome to Baltimore Hun, or there's a Bon Appetit Hun, there's my friend Patrick Tandy publishes Smile Hun here in Baltimore. There's a softball team called the Huns, and there was a shop called Thanks Hun that received the cease and desist letter. There's a group of Lindy Hoppers dancers who have an annual event called the Heidi Hun, and one person claiming exclusive rights to a word like that inhibits everybody from anybody from using that word in whatever way they want to. But in particular, her claims extended far beyond that. And she wanted to lay claim to the character of the Hun. She forbid cat's eye glasses from Hunfest, for example, so she could only sell hers. It goes far beyond just the word itself, but as a practical matter to people such as myself and other people who use the word, want to use the word, it's just good for everybody. It's all gone. It's not an issue. If she's good to her word, the word will be liberated in the public domain the way it should be for anybody to use any way they want.